Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. I'm sorry, everybody. People are texting me, and I'm trying to get on the show. I really apologize. Good evening to each and every one of you. We are now listening to the Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we invite various guests to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I would like to invite you at this time to invite members of your team as well as yourself to like our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is the Avon Motivational Radio Show, and there you can find updates about what shows are coming up. And also, you can also message me and we have put in a request. If you've been following the show, you know that the first week of the month is skincare. I'm sorry, not skincare, but selling Avon products to the beauty professional, which is me, Patricia McDowell. And then the second week, we have the roundtable discussion with myself and Gillian Clark. And at Ellen, and then the third week is the business opportunity. That this show, you can invite people that you think would make a good Avon representative or someone who, like yourself, may be interested in taking your business to the next level by recruiting. And then the third week, the fourth week, we have Skincare by Gillian, and Gillian will talk about the new products, new skincare products, or existing products, and how to sell them, as well as the benefits. And if there's a fifth Monday in the month, then we don't have a show on that day. Let me see where I can see if I can find Gillian. Anyway, she's not. Hopefully, she'll be able to come on. But anyway, so today, the roundtable discussion will be about Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is just around the corner. It's hard to believe I just made reservations for my mom and I to go to a restaurant in my community, which is, it's a very popular restaurant. So they get filled pretty quickly. So anyway, let me see if I can get Gillian back on. Hold on, everyone. Sorry. Okay, so anyway, so it fills up pretty quickly. So I wanted to make sure I got that under my belt. And so another thing I'm thinking about now is, I have talked about vending. This is the time for vending because spring is coming. So I'm buying little things to vend. I'm not buying as much as I used to buy, but I'm buying a few things that I can sell on my table. And also I'm looking for things, gift items to make or either to create from our Avon products or just the plain items themselves, like a bottle of perfume, so that I will have those items readily available for my clients or potential customers for Mother's Day. And let me suggest this also, while this is on my mind, for your better clients, your clients that really are faithful and they always order from you, I would strongly suggest that you order products, some sort of token gift. It could be a hand lotion or it could be a body lotion for $3.99 in the WhatsApp book. I mean the outlet book, which would make a great, that's a great little thank you for, patronizing my business and, happy Mother's Day. And then to take your literature bag and put them in the bag itself and give them out to your best customers. These are the customers who constantly order from you. You have to give back and say thank you. So you should be doing that also. You should be ordering those items that can use in the next couple of more upcoming Avon orders. Okay, so let's talk about, I don't know what happened to Gillian. She couldn't get on, and then she was texting me like crazy, and then I texted back, she didn't respond. So we're going to move forward with gift items. And I think I touched a lot on this last week when I had talked about selling Avon to the beauty professionals. But, you know, once again, I cannot stress to you more about the benefits of the Avon, not the Avon, but the YouTube itself. I mean, I live on YouTube. I'm literally always on YouTube, and I'm there learning, and a great source of information. I've said that before. I am not very creative. I admit that. And what I do, I go on YouTube and I look up whatever I want to make. And there's always, invariably, there's always someone on YouTube that will show you how to create whatever it is that you like to create. So if you want to create, you know, Mother's Day basket, all you have to do is go on YouTube and say Mother's Day basket. And you know yourself. What you should do is know your budget. Figure out how much you want to invest. It is an investment. You want to figure out how much you want to invest into your Avon product line for Mother's Day. So say that item is $100, and that's fine. Again, there's a $399 item that I stored, the body lotion that you may want to buy. I had a lady who ordered today Wild Country, which was only $8.99, so this is $9. You can get like 10 of them for $90. It was also $8.99. You know, you can buy something like that and put a, you know, really dress it and do all your add-on to it. And when I say add-on to it, you know, you can take the perfume and maybe put it with a scarf. You can buy maybe a nice little scarf for one of these closeout stores. You know, and that was a very pretty. You take that, put it in a nice packaging, and have the scarf draped over the package with the perfume on it. And something like that, you could probably spend maybe $12, and you could sell it for maybe $15 or $20. I mean, these are nice, quick money earning ideas that you can have. I would, if you have male clients, I would call all my male clients and ask them, do they need help selecting a Mother's Day gift? You know, tell them that you do personal shopping, and you know, a personal shopper is a person who goes out, for those who don't know, is a person who goes out and shop for their client, you know, based on the budget. You want me to tell them, you know, you give me the range, how much you want me to spend, and then I will make that happen for your clients. And they were really appreciated. You know, have somebody else shopping them, oh God, that's like a godsend. So you want to make sure you call all your male clients and let them know about that. And then you could also offer that same service to people who are in your the females in your Avon or in your phone book address book. And then, you know, what I would do also, you know, ask the pastor of your church, you know, can you set up a table, you know, for people who they want to buy Mother's Day gift. I ran into, I've been going lately to a lot of networking events, trying to grow my business. And I was at an event the last Wednesday of the month. And the one lady said something that was very interesting. She said that she went to her church and she gave her church a proposal. And the proposal was, because she said she had this dream. And in her dream, this is what her dream told her to do. It was to go to her church and say to them that she was going to organize. I guess her church has a parking lot. So her dream had told her to go to her church, speak with the pastor, and say that she was going to rent, you know, on the behalf of the church, rent out booth space on Sunday to vendors. And they could set up their little table, and sell the little items. And she said that the thing to her mind was $25. But she charges the vendors $25 to do the vending. And I thought that was actually an excellent idea to have someone come on. And is that Ellen? Ellen?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was just saying that I met a woman at a networking event, and she had shared with the table that I was sitting with that she had a dream, and the dream was to go to her church and ask the pastor, can she set up vending tables in the parking lot on Sundays and on the weekends? And in her dream, the price she's supposed to charge is $25. So she charged him $25, and they set up a little bit. The vendors come and set the little tables around the church parking lot on Sundays and Saturdays, which I thought was an excellent idea. And I was just saying to those who were listening, they could do the same thing with their church. They can go and ask, you know, see if their church would be willing. And the money that's made from the vending tables obviously goes back to the church. She herself has a table. I'm sure she doesn't charge herself, and that's probably how she benefits from the whole situation. But I thought it was a great idea. You know, she created that idea for herself. And so, Ellen, you have any ideas in terms of what people can put together for Mother's Day?
Not really, other than I'm sure, and I'm sorry I got on the call late, but other than additional gift baskets, really nothing else really comes to mind. Go ahead.
I was saying people should not be afraid to buy the gift bag, make gift baskets, and buy stuff for gift baskets, because what you don't sell, you can have for Christmas.
Right, or they may have stuff that they have left over from other, maybe they did a vending event, or perhaps they had another basket maybe that didn't sell that well. They can redo the basket and put items in it that might be a better seller, or they might want to split the basket, make it a little smaller. You end up making more money. You can charge a little bit more for it, and they might be able to move some of their products that way too. Because generally people have stuff laying around. I would not necessarily suggest going out and buying more merchandise, but use what you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And, one of the things that amazes me, Ellen, is that, all of us, as Avon representatives, we have loved ones in our families, and many of us go to stores. They buy those little nice thank you gifts for, maybe a Sunday school teacher or the pastor's wife or a coworker or a next door neighbor, and we don't think about shopping in our own stores. Do you find that surprising?
No, a lot of people don't. They'll go out and buy something and forget the fact that they can use their own products. I know that for me, it's been a long. I went to, I used to shop at Walgreens and CVS and stores like that to buy lotions and things like that, and I haven't done that in years. We have those products, so there's no need to go and purchase them. But just like you said, people forget that you have products that people want or need. Most people I know put on lotion, so that's one thing right there. So there are quite a number of things that, like deodorants, body mist. There's so many different things that people would like, either as a little spa package maybe you could put together, or just the bare essentials.
Yeah, absolutely. I was on the, I'm always on Facebook. And one girl, she does what I'm seeing, she's an esthetician, she was vending. And And I, you know, and I said, you know, before I want to do a lot of vending this year, and one of the things I want to promote is this skincare business, and I don't have a lot of space, and so I was trying to figure out what can I actually sell to and still, you know, make the booth space back. So when this girl had posted on Facebook and showed her booth space, I asked her, you know, what did you sell? And surprisingly, the things that she sold was things that we have on our Avon, you know, the lip balms and hand lotions and makeup brushes. Mm. So you never know, you know, what you may have that you can actually, you know, sell that, you know, and that won't cost a lot of money, but people still want and appreciate it. And especially, you know, those, like the little, I always, because people always forget about kids, and I know kids, it's very important for a child to give back to their mothers on Mother's Day. And, you know, they only have a couple of pennies. So, you know, those lip balms and those hand lotions, you know, they're a great item for a kid. It makes them feel good. You feel good because you made them feel good, and they have a gift for their mother. I agree totally with Ellen when she said, don't spend a lot of money, because we don't want you to go out of business buying Avon products. And I know a lot of Avon representatives do that. They in fact, that's how they make their ranks, by buying up everything. You know, every time there's a, and thank God they don't have those incentives anymore. Remember, you used to have that one, those you buy a case of perfume and you got double this, or you got extra these. I'm glad they don't do that anymore, because a lot of Avon representatives got in trouble doing that, because they would buy the maximum of stuff and then they couldn't sell it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So be smart in terms of what you are going to do in terms of your retail sale. And if you start out early, it's not, you know, you can reorder. You know,
right.
A Mother's Day is like the second week in May. You know, we're like the first week of April. Sell what you have and then reorder.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what you
would
don't
suggest.
Mm-hmm. Your own customer.
And I tell you something else. I gave Cookie had a my cousin Cookie had a she gave herself a party at her house. And you know, I'm not one to go to, you know, anybody's thing that's a birthday party, whatever, and not have a gift. So I went to, so you know, I always keep an Avon candle in my house, always, because in a pinch, when I have to go somewhere, if my money's short, or I don't have time to go get a gift, then and Gil just joined us, and if I have time for a gift, you know, I can always give a candle. So I gave her this candle. Well, let me tell you, she is going crazy because she used up the candle. I gave her the candle in February, mid-February. She used up the candle. She fell in love with the candle. And now we can't find the candle. Avon doesn't sell the candle anymore. And she's going nuts. In fact, she asked me to ask Gail. I said, I'm not even bothered to ask Gail. But she is going crazy about this candle. She wants to buy this candle. So, you know, when you give a person a gift, you know, that may give them, that may open up their world and to a new product. And secondly, they may become a fan of that product and start ordering that product on a regular basis. So it's a win-win situation. Do you have any suggestions for Mother's Day in terms of gift items?
I'm sorry, were you asking me or Gilan?
Gilan.
Oh, gift idea. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with both of you and with Ellen. There are just so many different prepackaged gifts. I like the footwork kit. I think that's a great idea. I like the Skin So Soft bundle that they have, which is the lotion. There's like a bundle. Like, I like those bundle mm-hmm. sets, like, because they're not a lot of money. There's a lot of a lot of products for your money, and I think that it's like where they might buy one thing or something here or something there from a store, they have everything there together, and they're also top sellers for Avon. So the Skin So Soft kits for the skin, the shower gel kits for the skin, and I would also say that the nail set, the footwork, and the footwork set. I love the nail stuff too, because anything that you can take and give as a gift that they can go to their nail salon and use their own nail polish colors maybe is a good idea.
Absolutely, Gillian. And also those A boxes. You know, I think what I'm going to do, can you order more than one A box at during one campaign?
Yes, you
know?
Can, as long as the order is over a dollar amount. I forgot what the dollar amount is. I've ordered before two or three.
Yeah, because what I'm going to do, I'm gonna start ordering those, because as, you know, as some of the, well, as your guys may know, you know, my mom is in the nursing home, and I'm going to, you know, want to buy gifts for the ladies at the nursing home, and I figured those boxes were a perfect gift to give, because they're really wrapped very nicely, and with a little pretty bow on top, and then it has like I think three items in it. And then I think they make wonderful gifts that's already wrapped for you. So that's something people may want to consider. And then Avon has, I think it was in the, pardon me, because I don't have the book in front of me. I'm in the car. Avon has in the outlet, one of those outlet books, I think it was. Maybe it was one of the books where they had these new spritz. The colors, they were really pretty. I forgot what they were called. They were two fragrances, and it was the complete set. It was a mist, it was a lotion, or something else. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I think it was in the outlet book. Anything that's in the outlet book, though, you need to get it right away,
I'm questioning if it was in the outlet, but I kind of think it wasn't, though. Maybe it was in the What's New.
And what it was what? It was when one of the color sets?
Yeah, it looked tropical.
I don't quite remember. Sorry.
But
anything colorful like that would do well. People would definitely be purchasing.
Absolutely. So, and I talked about giving to your best client during Mother's Day. Ellen's the one who taught me to do that. Oh, Ellen?
Yes,
Yeah, I was saying you were the one who, Lucky, stop it. You were the one who taught me that, to give a gift to your best client.
Yes,
During Mother's Day. Actually, also during Christmas, too.
Yeah, it's, I would put together a little gift for them and drop it off. And it's particularly if I had a lot of customers, like I had a school, and I had a there, and I would send over with her, Valentine's. Sometimes I would do Mother's Day, and they really liked it.
I would also suggest if you're part of a group, Pat. If you're in a group, women's group, a social group, a church group. And, if you have anything that you might want to give as a gift to someone in that group, or to, you know, if it's a small group like six women, or, you know, depending on how big and how small the group is. But I've given to my church group, I've given out like lip balms. I've given out nail polishes to my group, and they've come back and purchased from me and became customers because they thought it was just so kind that you gave a gift to them, you know, just because you weren't expecting anything in return, but because of their kindness, because they did something nice towards you, they really appreciate that. And, I mean, I've gotten some customers that way, which makes me feel good because I wasn't expecting it. I was doing it out of gratitude, and, you know, it came back to me.
You see? It came back to you. And, you know, and, like,
and it wasn't a big
say,
thing.
Yeah, but it was still something that touched their heart, and subsequently, you know, you benefit from that situation.
Yeah.
And like Ellen said, say you nothing comes into a closed fist.
yeah. If your hand is closed, you can't receive.
That's exactly right. And I found those things I was talking about. It's in the campaign 9 brochure. It says it's on page 34 to 35, and it's called Better Than a Bouquet Set. And it already comes in two fragrances. It's called the water lily and apple blossom. That was one set, and that comes with the hand lotion, the body cream, the body mist, the shower gel, and some kind of a water spray, I guess. No, I'm sorry, that's the items. And then they have the other part of it, with locust cotton flower. And then they look, they're very pretty looking, they're very tropical looking. And they're inexpensive. For example, the hand lotion is only $1.99. And the body lotion is $5.99, the mist is $6.99, and the shower gel is $5.99. And those would make really nice little gifts. It's a limited edition, but it's brand new. And that's maybe something that people may want to consider.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's 9 o'clock, and I got a test that I gotta study for. But thank you all for being on the call. I hope this is very helpful for people. I know we talk about Mother's Day gifts, you know, before in the past, and you know, but sometimes you need to hear things over and over and over again in order for it to click and to stick. So with that, I'd like to thank Ellen, and I'd like to thank Gillen for participating in the call as usual. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Okay, so good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night.